Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, let's go to something entirely different. You're going to love this. If you're one of the 2.5 million people in Ireland with a TikTok account, you are going to be very, very familiar with this sound. Darling,
hold my hand. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
Family of four. It's welded to our brains. That is the advertising jingle of the budget holiday giant Jet 2. And it's been repurposed by various jokers online as a soundtrack for videos showing holiday disasters. And one of the biggest versions, with 43 million likes worldwide, it turns out was made by a TikToker from Dublin. In fact, he may well have started this whole Jet 2 piss take that's taken on the whole globe. Brad Bennett, good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. Thanks for having us in.
Even if I heard your name for the first time, I go, that's an American, Brad Bennett.
Yeah.
But you're a true blue dub.
I am indeed, actually. I have seven brothers and sisters and they all have Irish names. And then I came along with Brad, so I don't know where that came from.
Were you the youngest?
No, second youngest.
Were you?
The youngest got me dad's name, so that's traditional Irish.
You were destined to be the cool one.
I think so.
So I've seen this video, as most people in Ireland on TikTok have, and we just assume this is somewhere in America or somewhere God knows where. But this is you in the video. Tell people what's going on in this clip.
Yeah, so basically the video was made down in Galway, just in a small hotel. And yeah. I brought a friend from Australia. I was just showing her around Ireland.
Yeah.
And yeah, I brought her down, a full train journey down. And as you do, you go into a hotel room and the wall is just full of curtains and you want to open a window.
Giant curtains.
Giant curtains.
Smothering the wall.
Yeah, and I think that's what made it so obvious. I was like, why is this room full of curtains? So we walked over and I just pulled the curtains back, as you see in the video. Yeah. And the window was like no bigger than me head. Yeah. And it was just, oh, it was awful.
The smallest window in the world. You're nearly waiting for a panorama to appear, but you see nothing.
Nothing. And the window didn't even open or nothing. Like it was, oh, it was mad. But I had a nice view. I had a nice little cottage outside. Well,
if you put your face to the glass.
Yeah, yes.
And come here. Was that immediately enormous, that video?
Do you know what? It actually was, it's hard to like experience kind of a viral video because I've never experienced it. A lot of people haven't.
Yeah.
But I literally made the video, started getting dressed, like got to shower and everything. And I got out and my phone was just nonstop from the moment
really?
It happened. And me and my friend actually went out in Galway, as you do. Mm-hmm. And we were saying after every 5,000 likes, we'll take a shot. Cause that's how fast it was going up.
Every 5,000 likes? That was how quick. Okay.
And then things were getting out of hand. Obviously.
Turning it into a drinking game. Turning yeah. it into a bad
I was like, oh, we can't drink that many shots. Also, we can't afford that many shots. So let's slow down. And then the next morning, I think it was up to nearly 5 million likes already. So,
yeah. You're a pretty big TikToker anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't say so. Like it was a kind of a massive jump into fame. I was... had like 1,000 followers and now I have 200,000. So,
wow. Oh, yeah. It really went that quick.
It went that quick.
Unfortunately for you, this was the only video that was very different. Your face isn't in it.
I know. I had no claim to fame and so I was unrecognisable for so long. But then, so then when TikTok reached out about the awards.
These are the TikTok awards happening this week.
Yes.
You were nominated.
Nominated, yeah.
What is your category, by the way?
Video of the year. Yeah, so it's massive.
Cause you have a good chance.
If it was down to kind of likes and views, I may have a good chance. But the people in my category have like millions of followers, exact and stuff like that. So I don't exactly know, but you never know.
You're up against them.
Yeah, Dublin has a great community, and a lot of people have been voting, like family, friends, and strangers and stuff. So that's really good.
So have a great time. You're going to London.
Yeah.
They're bringing you across to London.
Yeah, I got flying to London tomorrow to red carpet.
But for everyone else to join and follow, how do we get you on TikTok? What to look up? What do you
If you look up Brad Ben, you'll find me on TikTok and I'll be documenting the awards a lot tomorrow. So
you will. Yeah. Have a great time and hopefully you're not actually going to be going on a jet too.
Right? Oh, God.
We've loads coming up in the second hour of the programme. Don't go away, everybody.
Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1.